Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Beis Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are finishing up the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem. And we begin on the very top line, Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Livnos Maisa Hedjot Avus Shetocha Bo Behema. You're allowed to go and build, via a non-professional means of making it, a trough for an animal to go and eat from. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut to Zion, why is this allowed only with a non-professional way? The kol davar she'eino tzorech ochel nefesh, because something that is not ochel nefesh, and for the animal it's not your ochel nefesh, the animal is eating, but it's not ochel nefesh for a human being, afa pishu tzorech moed, even though it's necessary for the moed, lo itiru lasos melocha kim b'shinui. You're only allowed to do this with the shinui, you're not allowed to do this in the regular way. Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, Mutar Livnos Maisei Hedjot, Itzdaba, Leishev Olishon Aleha. You're allowed to go and again use a Maisei Hedjot, a non-professional way of doing something, to go and build some sort of a platform to either sit on or to sleep on. Mishmur explains Sivkot Yudzayin, Hatam Kiniz Kaleel, the same reasons as we just said, because it's not really Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you can only do it with Maisei Hedjot. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Nasa Shemechabrim L'Raglayim, if you take a platform, a board, and you put on it legs, Kain Sasu Shalom, like our benches, so Maisei Hedjot, he brings that from the Torah, that's considered Maisei Hedjot, and that's not considered a professional artisan. But if you want to go and smooth it out with a plane, a certain type of a saw, that would be Maisa Umanu. It brings us down from the Prima Garden. That would not be allowed because that's a professional fixing. The same thing would apply to the trough of the animal that we just explained, that you're not allowed to do this if it's going to be a professional, so with a plane it might be a problem. It says, Ayin in the Torah, the Ladasa Rosh, Afilu Itzaba Shalavanim, Mutalasus Leishevalov, Imosea Maisei Hedjot. He says, even if it's stones, you'd be allowed to do this according to the Rosh, as long as it's Maisei Hedjot, albeit Verbeinu Peretz Cholek, as he disagrees. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber tells us, Tanur Vichirayim, you have various types of ovens, She'evshor She'yivshu, V'yefabem B'moid, and you want to go and dry them out to make these earthenware ovens and bake with them on Cholamoid, Osin, you're allowed to go and do this. Mishmur explains, this is true even if it's done by a professional. Why? Because here it's different. This is for pure ochel nefesh. However, if it could have been done before yontif started, the kive malato lasos b'moed, and you intended to do this on moed specifically on cholamoed because you have time near the osu, then it's not allowed. And we've already learned this previously. In the Haggah, and the Rama over there, and as well, Ayin Shom in the Mishnah Berurah. The issue for number 14 goes over some of this, and he explains that this is machshiri ochel nefesh. It's not pure ochel nefesh. If it was pure ochel nefesh, then you'd be allowed to go and do this, certainly with a Maisi Uman. But even for machshiri ochel nefesh, he says you're allowed to do this. What is gedder of the machshiri ochel nefesh? What are the guidelines for this? So he brings down, anything that allows you to go and eat is called over here machshiri ochel nefesh, and it would be mutter to do this as well with the maisei uman. However, he says, davar she'eino machshiru la'achila, it doesn't prepare it for eating, even though it's tzorech ochel nefesh, so then, eino mutter b'maisei uman. That would be like the table, that's not really the ochel nefesh itself, so then that would not be allowed with the maisei uman. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow you to go and make nets to trap fish with a maisei uman, you can only use a maisei hedjot. Therefore, he says, in miskalkul b'beisa makaro, or a mixer. If you have in your house, for example, you have a refrigerator or you have a mixer, and it is going to be broken, and now you can't prepare the food. So Nissan Karlitz Zatzal brings down Shim Tzorach Lembemoid. If you need this for Cholamoid, Mutal Asaknim, I feel even a professional can go and fix them because this is called Machshir Ochon Nefesh. What about lighting? If you have lighting in a room and it goes bad, so Nissan Karlitz says that if you could bring candles, he says, Mikol Mokum, Kivin Shesh Anoshim, Shenechshav Etzlam, Ki Yeshiva Bechoshech. He says, since it feels like some people, like you're still in the dark, if you have candles, you'd be allowed to call an electrician to go and fix it. Unless, of course, you can do it with a Maisei Hedjot. But if you need an electrician, and that's the only way to fix it, you can. He says, if you go to another room that has lighting, he says, in that situation, he doesn't think you could fix the lighting with an electrician. You should better go to the other room, or fix it in a non-professional way, and that would be allowed. He says, likewise, if you have the water in your kitchen that's not working, so the tap water in your kitchen isn't working, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, if there's water from the bathroom that you could use, so then he says it's difficult to allow a Maisei Uman to fix the water in the kitchen when you can go take water from the bathroom. However, he does bring down, if you don't drink the water from the bathroom, so then you'd be allowed to go fix the water in the kitchen. Rav Yashiv disagrees, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, so he says, Bein b'chashma, whether it's the lighting or whether it's the water, he says you're allowed to go and fix it, even with a professional, because he says this is much better for you, it's much easier for you, and you'd be allowed to go and do this. what are the rubric or the guidelines for Machshir Yochel Nefesh? So it brings down from Simon Tovkuf Lamed Zayin, the Prima Gadol says, you're not allowed to go do Tircha Yesera. That's not allowed. However, the Ramban says, you are allowed to do Tircha Yesera if it's Machshir Yochel Nefesh. And he says as well, according to the Ramban, there's a chilek over here between the Machshiri and the Ochel Nefesh, that Machshirin, if you could have done them beforehand, then you're not allowed to save them and do them on Chol HaMoed. Whereas Ochel Nefesh, you're even allowed to save it specifically to do it on Chol HaMoed. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He said, you're allowed to make the Tanner and the Kirayim, that you're allowed to do for Chol HaMoed. However, Vim Lav, if you don't need it to bake it on Chol HaMoed, ain't osin osam. You're not allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Simkot Yotes. Also, if you do a Maisei Hedyot, then you're not even allowed to do it with a Maisei Hedyot, because given the Lav Tzorich Moed, because it's not necessary for the Yontif, for the Chol HaMoed, so then you're not allowed to do it. Vim Hazman Hukor, if it's very cold outside, so then you're allowed as well, Mutu Lahamid Tanur Besachor, you can turn on the furnace of the house, Lahasika Bais, to heat up the house. Afilu Min Oroyal Efosbo, even if you couldn't really cook on or bake on this furnace of the house, because Dakol Cholim Eitzel Tzino, because everybody's considered like a sick person when it comes to cold, and therefore you're allowed to do this. And he says, Huadin, the same thing would apply in Nishbar Chalon, if your window is broken, Binyan Shim, Lo Yisaknu Yeshibakar, if you don't fix it, you're going to sit in the cold, Gamkin Mutu Lisakno, then he brings down for the Chayyot, you'd also be allowed to go and fix it. Dershu foot number 50 brings down that it doesn't make any distinction whether you're living in a cold country or in a warm country. If you're cold, you're allowed to go fix it. Okay, he says, Lenin Amiru Lenochri Lechabim Mesabais B'Shabbos. However, he says, in regards to asking the Nochri to heat up the house on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch permits you to ask the Nochri to go heat up the house, because again, Hakol Cholam Eitzel Tzino. What about air conditioning? So that's already a machlokis. Not everybody says that air conditioning is equivalent of cold. So while it's a difficult situation, if it's too hot, it's not really, it's just tsar, it's not really holy. So therefore, if this in Karlitz, Asal says, you're not allowed to go fix the air conditioning in this situation, also l'sakno b'moe, because it'll be in a little bit of difficulty, but you're not a gout, it's not like hakol cholam eitzel achom. That's not true. There's also the opinion of Steinman. It says, Ava pi shachom koshim in akar, even though the heat is sometimes more difficult than the cold, he says, it's not holy, it's tzar, and therefore there's a difference. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, they both say that mutu l'sakin mazgan l'tzorach kirabayis, you'd be allowed to fix the air conditioning to make the house cooler. He says, this is tzorach hayaguf. And nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal does bring down, ish l'zor shlo yadover b'ofen shel zilzul b'moid. You should make sure that it doesn't cause a zilzul on chol HaMoed, but if it's necessary, you're allowed to do this. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Who adin asiyas kederos v'ilfasin, to make various types of pots and big pots, kederos plates and pots, shari b'chi agavni, be also allowed to do this." And he brings it down from the Nimuki Yosef and the Magid Mishnah. And the Mechaber then continues and says, u'ben kach, in both of these situations, bonin al cheresh al taner v'alkira hatvelu shalem. You'd be allowed to add on to an existing cheresh al taner to make more insulation on it, or on a kira that will allow it to heat up better. Sivkot and Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Hainu haticha shalem. This is the insulation that's on top of them, the mud, the plaster that's on top of them, betit, kadesh yishtam achumah, to keep the insulation inside better, to keep the heat inside better. U'mashu kosu benkach u'benkach, what do you mean, whether this or that, he's telling us what's lomar. Bang shevshah shiyavish atvela, or bang shalohevshah shiyavish, osin atvela shalhen. Says whether it's going to dry, or even if it's not going to dry, you're still allowed to do this, because even if it's not fully dried, mishum devshah levels besochon, afal pi shalonis yavish atvela shalohen, even though it's not fully dried, you can still bake inside of it, because kivan shikar tanner akira disyapshu, because it does have the main part of the tanner is already dried. So you can add on additional insulation, so to say, with this pitches, plastering in of the oven. So he says, even though it doesn't dry, benkachu benkach, certainly if it dries, but even if it doesn't dry, you're allowed to use this on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to the final Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, no krim esarei chaim. You're allowed to go make punctures in the millstones in order to grind the wheat better. Uposchim lehem ayin. And likewise, you can open up the eye. What does this mean? The Ramah says, pirush. Nekiv shosim b'emtzer rechayim. This is a hole that you make in the middle of the rechayim. Umamidim osam. And then you can put them into their place. And this allows you to go and grind. So you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. This is all machshir yochel nefesh. Mishmur explains Sivkon Chof Aleph. Kishehi chaloka. It was smooth originally. Ve'nachitim yicholun lefarech. And the grains will not be broken down because it's too smooth. So then, minakrinos, and you're allowed to go and make these holes, these cracks in the millstone. Kadesha lo yesh shava, so it's not smooth. Kadesha yafar chachitim tachta, and therefore the wheat will be broken down. The grains will be broken down. Umuta afilu b'sichas ayin, and you'll have to also make the hole there after ma'ase umanu, even though there's a professional thing to make this hole. Ube'ama aflu tzorech hamoed mutar rachay d'shinu. Normally, we only allow something. There's a tzorech lemoed to be done not by a ma'ase uman, but only to be done a ma'ase hedjot. But here it's different. Why hocha shari b'ma'ase uman? Why the choshev k'machshir ocho nefesh? Because this is called also machshir ocho nefesh, which we said is allowed to be done even by an uman. Sivkot and Chafbeis, we said, you're allowed to do this to the Rechaim, the millstones, v'afilu b'chadoshim, even if they're brand new, it's mutar, you're allowed to do this, kivin shulut tzorech moed, because it's necessary, it's makshir yochel nefesh v'chol moed. And you can even put them in their place. Sivkot and Chaf Gimel, the Mechaber says, Mishmur says, Hainu shemesaknu osom yofe al omdom, you'll have to place them well, and this way they'll grind well, kidei lishtamish bem, in order that they should be able to grind. So you can make the hole in them and you'll put them in their place, so the top millstone will grind over the bottom millstone, and this is brought down the name of the rush, this is allowed. Then the Mechaber tells us, Umbonim amasamayim, you'll have to go make a channel of water, shel rechaim, to go and turn the millstones. The water will flow and it will cause the millstone to turn, similar to what we have like in a hydroelectric power plant. So the water is going to turn the millstone. That is allowed. You'll have to make such a channel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavdala tells us, Shetochen ayodah, this way you're allowed to go and grind. And the Mechaber adds, likewise, if you have a horse that's turning the millstone, you have a donkey that's turning the millstone, the kotzitz in siparnei hachamor shel rechaim, you'd be allowed to go and cut the nails on the donkey that's turning the millstone. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Chafhei, haynu hachamor hamagalgal rechaim, this is the donkey that is going to turn the millstone, the gidul tziparnov marile. If its nails are very long, it's going to be difficult for the animal to go and turn the millstone. But lo motzi lemezel kokach, it won't be able to work it effectively. And therefore, you'd be allowed to cut the nails. The kolhani mishum du l'torech hamoit, and the reason is because you need this for chol hamoit itself. And he says ayin lel and simin tov kuf lamed vav sif aleph, where this was discussed additionally. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says haga umoto lechadeid sakin b'moit. One would be allowed to sharpen a knife on chol hamoit. Mishabur explains sifkan chavav the kivon de meleches ochon nefeshu mutter. Since again it's for ochon nefesh, you're allowed to do this. Vafilu ma'isuman, and this could even be done professionally. Vein tzorech shinui, and it doesn't require any sort of a shinui. Then the Ramah concludes this beautiful siman, and he says, "V'sakin shenishbar b'moed mutar lasos acheres." If your knife breaks on chol hamoed or on the yontif, you'd be allowed to go and make a new one. He brings this down for the Magid Mishnah. On chol hamoed, you'd be allowed to make a new one. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Chav Zayin tells us, "Shenishbar b'moed u'mashma d'benishbar kodim hamoed osur." If it broke before chol hamoed, so then you should have fixed it before yontif started. Even the eino ella machshira chol nefesh. And we said, if you were able to do it beforehand, you're not allowed to do the machshira chol nefesh on chol hamoed. U'much me'ataz. It's clear from the Taz, the calls there, who be'im hayo yochol asosim erev yontif. It's only if you were able to do it before yontif, and you didn't, that you're not allowed to do it on chol hamoed. The kivon, and he intended, v'hiniach hamlochol yontif, and he specifically said, I'll do it on yontif, that you're not allowed to do. However, avol, in low kivon, if he didn't intend to do it on chol hamoed, then shari, then the Taz says it would be allowed. Finally, the Mishmur says, lasso secheris, you'd be allowed to make another knife, v'afilu efshalo b'shele, even if you could borrow from somebody else. He brings down from the Magen Aron, other achronim, that you'd still be allowed to go and fix this one rather than borrow it from somebody else. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, Ochein, linyan, tikkun, merchatz, b'moid, kishyochol, leches, lirchotz, b'mokom acher. If you wanted to fix a bathhouse, and you could go to a different bathhouse, so the Sharet Zion will teach us in Sifkot and Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, shalatzorich yochid, osu l'sakno b'moid, afil ma'ase hedjot. Then you're not allowed to fix it, even the ma'ase hedjot for an individual. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says in Sifkot Tov Kuf Mem Vav, shetzorich haguf, atzmo huter, that going to a bathhouse would be tzorich haguf, which would be allowed. He says, even without a shinoi, the gam, even if there's tircha, nevertheless, here in this situation, lohuta letzorech yochid kibin shiocho below merchatz, olelech l'mokamaka, because here he could go to a different merchatz, or he wouldn't go to the merchatz, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Finally, he brings down, imyeshlo sakin acher, if he has another knife that he could use, el shirotu l'shtamish besakin shenishba, but he wants to specifically use this one that's broken, so he wants to fix this one, so the Aruch HaShulchan is already brought down, sha'osu lo l'sakin b'moy, kivin sheyeshlo acher, if he has an alternative, so he's not allowed to go and use this one. So it's a little bit short today, this year, but b'ezus Hashem, we finished off Simon Tovkov Mem, and this concludes today's shir.